Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, or early evening. Welcome to Why Me Diabetes Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth, your hostess, and we are a non-profit organization, and on our mission and vision for the foundation is to encourage, teach people of color, Asian, Black, and Hispanic is our target group, about this long-term chronic disease called diabetes. And part of it is because we of color do not know a lot about it. And a lot of times when we go to our primary care physician, they give us a 1-2-3 rush off, and they don't sit down and explain to us what diabetes does, how it affects the entire system, how it may affect the family, how it may cause problems down the road, and what the family and extended family to look out for. Also, we do not eat healthy a lot of times. And we definitely do not exercise like we're supposed to. So these are the three E's that the Why Me Diabetes Foundation tries to implement every Tuesday and Thursday on Blog Talk Radio: education, eating, and exercise. So that you, as the consumer, will know more about diabetes and how to take care of your loved one with diabetes, or take care of yourself with diabetes, because you might be able to take care of yourself. So today we're going to talk a little bit about thyroid. There are a lot of people out there who have thyroid disorders. Now, if you are a diabetic, can you have thyroid disorder? Yes, you can. And it can be treated, and life goes on. Whether you are hyper or hypothyroidism, it is workable. But if you do not go to your endocrinologist, the hormone doctor, then your blood sugar will rise because of that. Maybe you exercise regular. Maybe you eat healthy, but you still have an elevated blood sugar. This could be reason why. Now, in the middle of your throat, you see that little opening right there? That's where the thyroid glands are located at. It's kind of shaped like a butterfly. That is where the glands are located. And this is why you need to go, first of all, go to your primary care and let he or she refer you to an endocrinologist. The reason why you want to go to the endocrinologist is because he or she can put you on the right medicine for your diabetes and your thyroid. Remember, a lot of time medicine works against each other. And this is why when you go to your doctor, you always want to carry your medicine with you in a plastic bag so they can look at it and see what it is, so that they can know if A will work against B, and then they can maybe put you on C that will work for both disorders, and so that you get the best health that you deserve. But it takes effort, and it takes a little elbow grease, and a lot of times, we don't have a lot of time to be sitting up there all day. I have noticed that lately, doctors are moving a little faster than they used to. If your appointment's at 2:15, you're most likely on your way home by 3 o'clock. Your doctor has, the nurse has weighed you, took your vital signs, talked to you briefly, the doctor and talked to you, wrote your prescription, and you out the front door. So they are getting you out quicker. Because back in the olden days, your appointment was at 9. You didn't leave until lunchtime, their lunchtime, which probably is about 12 or 12:30. And then they rush you in and they don't talk to you. So now doctors are spending more time talking to you. They have a lot of questionnaires that before you go in the exam room that you fill out so that they can look at it and see what direction they need to go in. Now, the signs and symptoms of thyroidism. Well, I appreciate you. And one of the signs and symptoms that you need to watch out for is cardiac problems and have a heart palpitation, anxiety. And before we sign off, we're going to say I appreciate you. Sorry that we couldn't spend the whole hour talking to you, but this is the best that we can do. And most importantly, go to your doctor and get checked out by your doctor. And that's the only way you're going to keep your diabetes and your thyroid working together. Watch the food that you eat. You need to eat a lot of grain, nuts, some dairy products. And remember, almond is high in calories, comes pecan second, and walnut is third. They are nuts, but they also are good for you. So just be careful in what you do. Exercise. And you are very important to us. And we will talk to you on Thursday. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.